Ajahn Sumedho has a great story of him going to pay respects to this great master, disciple of Ajahn Mun, who's also Lumbukau. He is considered by everyone to be fully awakened, and he went with Ajahn Chah and another senior disciple of Ajahn Chah to pay respects to Lumbukau. And he said when he was there, I mean, he was excited to be with his teachers and to follow them around and to go and meet some of these great masters, and he'd heard about Lumbukau, and Lumbukau was quite elderly at that time. And they went in, and they had a great, animated exchange and talk back and forth, and Ajahn Sumedho said, "I didn't understand a word of it. It was this thick Isan Lao, and Lumbukau was chewing betel nut and talking and teaching and really, thick dialect, because I couldn't make head or tail of what was going on. He just spent the whole time just, wishing he could understand, but really appreciating the kind of the animated conversation back and forth between Ajahn Chah and Lumbukau and the other senior monk, Lumbal Mahamon, with Lumbukau, and he was very gracious, very kind. And then and he's, as he was quite he was fairly elderly at the time. And then when they paid respects and they were going to leave, and as a junior monk, then you let the senior monks go out first, and so they get up and go, and he's waiting for them to go out, and they're sort of going, and then he's sort of waiting, and then Lumbukau is it just kind of leaped up. Came over to Ajahn Sumedho and just said in really simple Thai, "It's all here. It's all here." he said that it was worth the putting up with him, not understanding anything for the hour or two that he was there. But that's the sense of yes, nature of mind, of this fundamental awareness, fundamental ground of our being, is this quality of knowing. It's all here.